Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kim Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nchanganyahuye in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from my home this Friday, October the 8th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address, the displacement of people in Mashonaland and West, and other issues.
And on the health front, the Ministry of Health says one person died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 89 tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the Ministry of Health, there are at the moment 4,631 deaths of people who have succumbed to COVID-19 in the country since the pandemic started last month.
The ministry reports that almost 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.4 million people their second dose.
And the ministry also reports that there are currently over 2,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In USA, the Voice of America reports that there is a mandatory vaccination program of school children in California. Some angry people are resisting the program.
Tonight, we are also going to be discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address. Mnangagwa told Parliament yesterday that Zimbabwe's economy will grow by 7.8% this year, and he has come under attack from various groups who are questioning this growth.
As indicated, we are also looking at the eviction of people from Waterloo Farm in Mashonaland West. Some villagers are now stranded. Yabambe Rwanda valija lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esGNAO. Namhlanje ke ku-Live Talk sikhuluma COVID-19. Lokunye njalo okukhangabelana lokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke khona manje nxa sikhuluma COVID-19, kulabantu ke abafika kunomuntu oyedwa nxa ngakube kanjalo obule COVID-19 izolo. Wathi abayi 89 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Nxa sisikhangela futhi siyaphambili kulabantu abayi 131,523 asabahlolwa eZimbabwe batholakala belo COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye. Kuzobuya ke abayi 124,685 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Nxa kuyiwa phambili njalo kulabantu abafika 4,631 asababulawa yi-COVID-19. Kubeze ukuthi ke asebejove amajekiseni atshiyeneyo bafika 3.2 million asebehlatshiwe okwakuqala amajekiseni lawo. Asebehlatshwe ke okwesibili bafika 2.4 million. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu bayahlatshwa sibili lapha lalapha, kodwa ke uhulumende uthi ungani sebebalutshwana abantu abahlatshwayo. Kuzobuya ke abantu okuthiwa ngama-active cases ye-COVID-19 kule 2,207. So kunjalo ke zulukandaba. Sibe sesithi singene ke kolunye udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethule umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo we-State of the Nation address. Saliphakulela okuningi ngalokhu. Kuzobuya ke kwele California khona ngathi ke esabelweni seCalifornia kwele Melika. Sokuthiwa ke abantwana besikolo kumele behlatshwe amajekiseni. Kude kulabanye bathi kungani lokho kusezo kuhambe kuhle. Saphinda singene kudaba lwabantu abaxotshwa e-Waterloo Farm khona ngale eMashonaland West. Siyeza ukuthi lina likubona njani konke lokhu. Ye, kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Kune avo vashango vakupinda mushirongo wedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nhasi nemusi wechishanu kudai October 8, 2021. Ini ndini Marvelous Mfanganyahuye ndiri kutetenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi pachirongwa chedu tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pechirwere ichi checovid-19 uyezve zvirongwa zvekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo. Tinoona kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane munhu mumwe chete akawanikwa achishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vanhu 89 vakabatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Asi tichitarisa zviri kuitika pari zvino kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu 131,523 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri, poitawo zvakare vanhu 124,685 vawani kwa iwo vachikunda denda iri mushure mekunge varibata. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu 4631 vashaika kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa chirongwa chekubayiwa vanhu checovid-19 tinoona kuti pane vanhu 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 asi nyika yeZimbabwe inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanodaudzira 10 million kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yezveaye yatingati maquarantine kana kuti malockdown. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe munyika yeZimbabwe mutungamiri wenyika vakaudza ivo nyika kuti kwemavhiki maviri anotevera mitemo yelockdown icharamba iripo asi mabhawa aakuzovhurwa kune avo vanenge vakabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19. Tozoona zvakare nyika yeBritain nezuro yakazivisa iyo kuti Zimbabwe yakabviswa pavanoti paye pared list, zvinoreva kuti kubva muvhiki rinotevera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda kufamba zvichienda kuZimbabwe zvinogona kuenda zvichizodzoka vasina ivo matambudziko. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvakabuda muparamende nezuro apo mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachiparura yatingati gwaro ravo restate of the nation kana kuti sona, vachiti ivo upfumi hwenyika huri kuwanikwa ivo huchikura uyezve nepercentage inoita 7.8%. Asi vari kuwanikwawo vachishorwa nevamwewo vachiti ivo aiwa upfumi hwenyika hwaondomuka uyezve pane zvimwewo zvakanga zviri kuda kuonekwa nevanhu zvichishanduka panguva iyo ino. Takaona zvakare vaMorgan Komichi vebato reMDCT yavamonzura vachiti panewo zvavakafarira zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa mugwaro ravo iri. Vakanyanyofarira vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yedevolution vachiti zvakavafadza asi pane zvimwe zvavaida kuonawo zvichigadziriswa pane nyaya yemitemo yemunyika. Chatarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yeMvuti uko kune Waterloo Farm muMashonaland West uko tiri kuona kuti kune vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa papurazi iri reWaterloo vachinzi vari kugara papurazi iri zvisiri pamutemo. Saka vanhu ava vakadzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa uyezve tiri kuona pane madzimai vane vana vacheche, pana madzimai vamwe vakwegura nemhuri dziri ipapo panguva ino yecovid-19. Apo tiri kuona kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunzi ivo vazvichengete asi tichikuona kuti panzvimbo iyi vanhu vakadzingwa kubva kuWaterloo Farm ava vari kuwanikwa ivo vakagara vakawanda vari panze uyezve kana zvatingati zviye midziyo yavo yese iripo yakakandwa panze ipapo kuWaterloo Farm kuMashonaland West. Uyezve mutori wedu wenhau Nonoraijena akakwanisa kunge achienda kunzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kumbuti achitaura iye nevamwe vakawanikwa vachirasikirwa nemidziyo yavo panzvimbo iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with the California issue where there's some kind of mandatory vaccination program in California. So kuna ngale ke California abantu sokumeti abantu babo behlatshwa amajekiseni achiyeneyo. So we've got a guest today. He actually sent us some videos. So his name is Kanyesani Ncube. He is a human rights activist. Let's hear what he says about some of these kind of activities of actually maybe in quote unquote forcing kids to actually go for vaccination.
Kanyesani Ncube, isizalwane saseZimbabwe, ngiligqwetha lamalungelo oluntu, ngizinze kwele South Africa, yize okwamanje ngisaqhubekisela phambili izifundo zami zomthetho e-University of St. John's ekhona lapha e-America. Malunga nalodaba lwaseCalifornia, lamanye amazwe agqugquzela ukuthi abantwana besikolo bengamukelwa ezikoleni nxa bengahlatshelwanga umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ngile micijo emibili engifisa ukuthi ngiyenze. Umcijo wokuqala ikuthi ngicabanga ukuthi njengamazwe o njengabona labo abagqugquzela ukuthi abantwana babanjwe ngenkani bahlatshelwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ngicabanga ukuthi sesiginya singahlafunanga. Lokho ngikuchiso ngalezi zizathu. Okokuqala, abantu abadala abaningi abakayihlatshelwa i-COVID-19, sikhuluma njengamanje, kwasibisa yona le California ungakhangela uzathola ukuthi abanye abadala endaweni ukuthi bathola ama doses 2 or even lama booster ona la okukhulunywa ngawo, uthola ukuthi umuntu omdala wenze idose A1 ukuze kuzofika manje. And siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwe lona leli lase-America i-COVID-19 iqothule kanjani kangakanani, izibalo zakhona zihlasimulisa umzimba. Kodwa ubuse sithi uyakhangela uthole ukuthi abantu abadala abaningi abakajovi abakahlatshelwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Endaweni ukuthi sigqugquze sithathe wonke amandla wethu esilawo, sithathe wonke umcebo wethu esilawo, sigqugquzele abantu abadala esaziyo ngokwezibalo esike sazithola ngaphambilini ukuthi yibo abasengozini enkulu kakhulu yokuqothulwa yisifo sona lesi ese-COVID-19. Sisebenzise ama-resources wethu lapho ukugqugquzela lokho. Kodwa sesifuna ukuthi sithathe abantwana abangelamandla sibathathe sibafake lapho ngenkani ngekhanda sibangenise phakathi khona lapho. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuliphutha elikhulu, kufanele ukuthi yize sisizwa ukuthi ama-trends ungathi setshintsha, kodwa into bekufanele ngabe siqala ngayo siyigqugquzele kakhulu ukuthi siqede kuqala ngabantu abadala odabeni lwe-COVID-19. Okwesibili nanku, ngokomthetho ukuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho welizwe elithile ngumthetho osebenzela abantu, ngumthetho olamandla, ngumthetho ofanele ube khona, yikuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho walelo lizwe ubaphatha kanjani abantu abangelamandla. Masikhuluma ngabantu abangelamandla, sikhuluma ngabantu asebebadala asebegugile abangasenelisi ukuthi bazivikele. Sikhuluma ngabantwana bona laba njengabona laba abanama 5 years to 11 years or to 12 years, yibo abantu esikhuluma ngabo bona lapho. Ngicabanga ukuthi masizabathatha sibafake ngekhanda entweni abantu abadala abaningi abangathi basadonsela izinyawo zabo emuva, ngicabanga ukuthi senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu. Mhlawumbe sikwenza lokhu ngesizathu sokuthi siyabona ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bazikhulumele, abenelisi ukuthi bazivulele. Kodwa okusalayo senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu. Okwami ukugqugquzela ukuthi asiqaleni ngabantu abadala sibagqugquzele kakhulu, ngoba siyazi ukuthi baba sengozini enkulu kakhulu yokulinyazwa yilolu bhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Ngiyabonga.
There you are, marvelous. That is Kanyasani Ncube. Kanyasani Ncube is a human rights activist. He is based in here in USA. He is actually doing studies right now. So he says it's very unfair to take kids for these vaccinations when there are some adults who are actually resisting these inoculations. So he's not happy at all. So he says there should be a way, you know, out of this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Aiwapo tiri kunzwa mumwe muyarikani wedu varikutaura ivo pamusoro pedanho riri kutorwa nagavhena wemuno muamerica wekucalifornia akati iye vanhu vemudunhu ravo vanofanira kunge vana vechidiki vari kuenda kuchikoro vese vanofanira kunge vabayiwa nhumba yecovid-19 otherwise havadzokeri kuchikoro. Saka muyarikani wedu vari kutaura kuti vavasi kufara nedanho iri rakatorwa sezvo vari kuti vamwewo vechikuru imo muno muamerica havasati vabayiwa nhumba idzi dzecovid-19. Saka hazvina kunyatsonaka zvese zviri kutyora kodzero dzevana kuti vafufukidzirwe kuti vabayiwe nhumba idzi dzecovid-19. Asi aya maonero avo.
Yes, let's hear the other version of his argument, you know. He's actually saying a lot, you know, concerning this issue.
Kanyisani Ncube.
I think I brought the wrong kind of tape. Let's get the right one in motion. I think it's the English tape. So let's see.
My name is Ben National. I am also a human rights lawyer practicing as such in South Africa. At the present moment, I'm furthering my studies at the University of St. John's in the United States of America. I wish to respond as follows regarding a decision that has been taken by the state of California. Understand it's also a decision that is considered by quite a number of other states in the world. One, I feel that we're dropping the ball at a very crucial time. We know for a fact that quite a number of people in the adult population still have not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And we know for a fact that those are the people who are worst hit by COVID-19. And I feel that those are the people that we should be concentrating all our resources. Those are the people that we should be concentrating all our energies to get them vaccinated against COVID-19. Of course, we acknowledge that some of them have elected not to be vaccinated for some, for a whole range of reasons, religious reasons, and so on and so forth. But I feel that to quickly jump in, and focus on the on our little ones, those ones who cannot defend themselves, those ones who cannot express themselves, those ones who cannot, you know, fend off themselves, I feel that is quite unfair to them. Is it perhaps that we see them as soft targets? I'm not really sure about that one. But I feel that all our efforts need to be intensified to ensure that we get as many people as possible vaccinated against COVID-19. That is the first point. The second point that I wish to make, it relates to the legal sentiments. We know for a fact that in the legal arena, the strength of our legal system or the usefulness of our legal system is best at play when we see how it interacts with those ones who are vulnerable, those ones whom we consider to be the weakest members of our communities. In this particular case, we're looking at our little ones. We cannot get all our adult population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Yet we want to get the little ones, those ones who cannot fend for themselves, those ones who cannot fight for themselves, want to get them vaccinated. Even in our culture, an adult person is expected to lead by example. Even when an assailant enters your premises, as an adult person, you are expected to deal with that assailant. And then once you are done, or once this assailant is done with you, that's when it will proceed to your children or to those ones that you lead. I feel that it defies all rationale what we want to do now. Thank you.
There you are, Marvelous. Like we said, that's his personal opinion. He's talking about, you know, the California mandatory vaccination program for kids. There you are.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu ari kurambazve achienderera mberi achitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pedanho riri kutorwa iro nagavhena wecalifornia vari kuti ivo vana vechidiki ngavabayiwe nhomba vanoda kudzokera kuchikoro otherwise havapindi muzvikoro so that is what we were hearing there but we are proceeding to look at some of the issues that are currently affecting Zimbabwe. We saw yesterday the president giving his SONA reports in parliament, and there was a lot of reaction that came in from different parliamentarians who were actually at the event. I heard Morgan Komichi of MDCT saying something, but there were also other parliamentarians who weighed in on the president's speech. Let's hear from one of them.
And one of them is Lwazi Spanda. She is a member of parliament as well in Zimbabwe. Let's listen to what she's saying here, Marvelous.
So that you see most of the right to go on for Zimbabwe. Whatever it is, you see most of it. As soon as we come back, of course, what we are told in the market. But it's not something you have better to get, but you are must safer. It's the same. What is my life? I have a
So, Lwazi is saying here, Lwazi Spanda is saying, you know, the situation is really bad in Zimbabwe, Marvelous, because people are looking for money and there's no money in the banks and, you know, they're spending a lot of time looking for money instead of working. So, she's very disgruntled and she's saying, you know, whatever this president said does not have a direct impact on this kind of a particular issue and other issues as well. So she's not happy there.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamwe mudare vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachiti zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muparamende kwavari ivo hazvina kunyatsovabata sezvo zviri kuitika zvakasiyana nezvavanga vari kutaura vachitaura ivo nyanya panyaya yekuti iyo vanhu vari kushayika vachi vari kushaya mari dzekushandisa nezvimwewo uyezve takaona vaMorgan Committee veMDCT vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemazi akataurwa ivo navaMnangagwa.
Pane pakanakawo pane paasirira panyanya kupandawana pasara panda chiexpira pangabuda inzvimbo inoenderana nemararamiro evana vezimbabwe upenyu hwezimbabwe hwaoma in terms of mari dzatinowana kumabasa masivha sevenzi ediko zvino ari kuwana mari iri below the poverty datum line. Poverty datum line iri pamusoro pe$40,000 and vashandi vakawanda vari musivha sevenzi vanowana mari iri pasi peizvozvo. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvasiyiwa and gari zviri tine marecords neinformation yekuti muzimbabwe munomo vanhu vari kurarama paupenyu hwakaomesesa hunonziko pachirungu extreme abject poverty vapa 49% kureva kuti vanhu vari kutambura vari kuwanda. Saka mashoko apresident angachifanira kutarisana neizvozvo kuti vanhu vangaitwa sei kuti vararame iko zvino zvinhu zvakaoma zvikuru paupenyu hwavanhu.
Panyaya dzekugadzirwa kwemitemo
ndinowirirana kuti ipapo pabuda zvakanaka zvikuru. Pane mitemo yatanga takatarisira makore osa anoenderana nokuenzanisa konsumi dezimbabwe nemitemo inoshanda kumapurisa wabuda kuti bhiri richauya mashandiro achaita masoja nevanhu vezimbabwe bhiri iroro riri kuuya independence commission independence complaints commission iri kuuya bhiri riri kuuya and also bhiri riri kutarisana namaprisons riri kuuya zvakare izvo zvinotipa kuti zvinhu zvinake. Ranyanya kundibata mwoyo angarikamirwa nevana vezimbabwe nderedevolution nekuti vana vezimbabwe vangu vachida kuti maprovincial councils achitanga kushanda and mari dzinoenda kumaprovinces dzichienda pamutemo and vakasarudzwa kuti vamirire maprovinces vange vachitanga manje kushanda pamutemo izvozvo zvichaita kuti zvinhu zvinake zvinhu zvifambe. So izvozvo ndo zvinhu zvabuda zvakanaka zvatinotenda.
Siyamuzwa lapha ke ukomiti uyakhuluma sibili kuti kuyini obona ngani kungalungiswa ke nguhulumende. Lokukhulunywe ke ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So sizaleta ke esilungu sizwe ukuthi ke uthini. Marvelous, hold on there. We've got another message from Komichi. Let's hear
it. The cost of living is very high. The prices in Zimbabwe are very high. It's unaffordable. A salary is been eroded. And civil servants are suffering quite a lot. Generally, the people of Zimbabwe are currently in pain. I therefore expected the SONA today to cover those areas. I didn't hear that. So I would probably urge the government to relook at the fate of the people. The life of the people is very difficult. People cannot live in Zimbabwe. So that area was not attended to. So as far as I'm concerned, we do more in the area that deals with the life of the people of Zimbabwe.
How about on the legislative agenda?
That was a positive sign. We've been wishing for some time to have the question of Zimbabwe aligned to the laws of the country, especially the security sector. The legislative agenda covered the security sector alignment in terms of the Independence Complaints Commission, that is very positive. The alignment of the Prison Service Act, that is also very positive. The major one, which is going to affect the people of Zimbabwe, people who have been waiting, has been the devolution bill. Many people wanted this bill to put in place. It has taken too long. I remember during the first regime under Mugabe, there was nothing that was done. Nothing was done around that area. However, this time around, I'm happy to hear that this parliamentary session that's coming in, which is open today, is going to be dealing with devolution of bill. So, which is very quite welcome.
Yeah, loke umnumzana Morgan Committee okhulumayo kulapha ke Marvelous ukhuluma sibile ngezinto ezimbalwa sizibonayo la. Ukunye ngakhona ukukhuluma ngakho ikona ukuthi kumele kulungiswe imithetho yelizwe ihambelana nesekelo sombuso welizwe lokho kuthiwa ke i-constitutional alignment. So uthi ke okumele kukhangelwe kezomvikela i-security sector ukuthi kumele imiswe njani. Kuzobuya nezokhetho ukuthi kumele lakho kukhangelwe khonokho ngoba ukhetho luqakathekile kule Zimbabwe. So nxa kuthi ungalungiswanga ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. So ama-electoral reforms kona lawa ukhuluma ngawo sithi kumele kulungiswe konke lokhu. Lakho ukuthi kulabantu abasejele kulenye ibill elungiswayo. Abesithi umthabise kakhulu ukuthi umongameli ukhulume nge-devolution bill le elungiswayo. So uthi ke abantu kudala bakumelela khonokho ukuthi kulungiswe ezabelweni into abantu bazibuse. Kodwa ungazani uhulumende kade engadosi kahle. Kodwa athi kulokhophe khona ukuthi uhulumende kakhulumanga ngemali zezisebenzi ukuthi izisebenzi kumele zime njani. So uthi umlanga kwalapha ke lapha gonxeke khona bazangatshaya kuhle khona Mpumalanga.
Aiwakutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMorgan Committee veMDCT yavamunzura vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa neZuro. Tavaona vachitaura zvakawanda chaizvo asi vari kutivo chanyanya vafadza pane zvakataurwa inyaya yedevolution. Asi regai tiende zvakare kune mumwe mudare anga ari pachiitiko ichi tichinzwawo kuti ivo vakaona sei zvakataurwa muparamende.
So we are happy but now here is no plan is that you views are very, very important. Because a lot of times you say we need democracy and we also need marriage to also not to be violated. So that's not in the books. I don't know. It's not getting out of the narration. The point of going out to tell me your way to go. So my child is you don't know your long-term one day and you say can you tell me your child. I think that it was quite important for young people to be involved in farming, since there are opportunities that are already there for them to get involved. And you also talked about the grain reserve, that there is great need for young people to also contribute towards also making sure that there is food security within the country. The second issue you talked about was the issue of drug abuse. You said that now they set up an inter-ministerial committee which is going to look at issues to do with drug abuse. I think right now we've made a very great stage when it comes to issues to do with drug abuse. I think we're heading with every single day, and it's quite a scare, and it's quite very, very unfortunate for us as a country. But also the president stating upon that inter-ministerial committee also helps young people also to also see that at least drug abuse is actually the state, and they need for young people also to also some intervention. The president promised lasting solutions to drug abuse. I think those are some of the issues that he talked about for young people, and I think it's quite important for us also.
There you are, Marvelous. That is Honorable Tatenda Mavetera. She's a member of parliament. So she's talking about some of the issues that the president raised in his State of the Nation address. And one of the issues, as Bona Guti Okulumengazo, Ulima, Utabantu, Ibakanga, Utabalime, Uti Kopeloka, Tegleo, Utabantu Lime, Wesarele, Kunokunjal. Okunye njalo ke uthi ke ukhulume nge-drug abuse ukuthi kulabantwana abaningi kakhulu abasebetshaya izidakamizwa ngakho ke khonokho ukuthi kuyabahlupha kakhulu kodwa ke nxa sokubuya ezokulima njalo uthi ke abatsha khanya sebengena emapulazini abanye sebezisebenza besenza konke khonokho ke okwe-agriculture okutshiyeneyo waphinde wakhuluma ke nge-child protection ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kube ngumongameli xa kukhangelwa ke ukuprotect abantwana ukuthi abantwana bavikelwa njani. Waphinde wakhuluma ngokuthi ke umongameli ubethe udaba lokuthi kumele kube ne-grain reserves. Kudala Marvelous abantu amadwala asancwebeka kwakulento okuthiwa isiphala senkosi lapho kwakugcinwa khona amabele xa ngaba le drought kucutshwe khonapho kusetshenziswe kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vadare vanga vari pachiitiko chakaitika nezuro muparamende vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvatakaona zvichiturwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Tinoona kuti vanga vari kutaura vadare veda vataura kuti ivo vakafadzwa nezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika, vachiti mutungamiri wenyika akakurudzira kuti vechidiki vapinde munyaya dzekurima. Vakataura zvakare kuti vari kufara kuti pakataurwa ipo nyaya yedambudziko revana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvekudhakwa zvinodhaka. Tichinzwa apa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vakati pachaitwa interministerial committee ichange iri kutarisa nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwaita vana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvinodhakwa. Uyezve vakataura ivo kuti pane mimwe mitemo yairi kunzi icharandudzwa yakanyanyonangana nekushungurudzwa kwevana uyezve nekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera. Saka vanga vari kuti aiwa izvi zvakavafadza pane zvakataurwa navamunangagwa.
Yes, marvelous. At the same time, we have heard a lot concerning reforms that the MTCT is talking about. So they are saying that there should be some major electoral reforms before the next general elections or even by-elections. And one of the officials was quoted by Studio 7 as saying that maybe they will push for a situation where there won't be any elections, so that there are reforms first and all those kind of things. So we talked to some of the officials in the MTCT who said, no, that's not the case. What they're thinking of is actually pushing for the reforms and having the elections. So here is Douglas Monzora speaking about, having this kind of issue concerning electoral reforms.
If Mnangagwa and his government refuse to implement reforms, we will take part in the 2023 elections. Well, we are not conditioned that way as the MTCT. We believe in the Chinese suffer, fight 100 battles and win 100 victories. So why should we budget for failure? We are going to push for these reforms and we are going to get them. And right now, our mentality is focused on getting these reforms. We know how to get them. We will get them through dialogue, and this dialogue will be inclusive, genuine, and unconditional. Therefore, as regards what will happen if certain things happen, don't happen or happen in 2023, we are unable to postulate. For example, we are not able to say which reforms would we have got and which reforms would we not have attained. At that point in time, we will have to make a judgment of our own. Right now, we are not budgeting for failure. We are very confident that we will be able to get some of these reforms, if not the majority. Just to put you into perspective, the MTCT has already drafted a document. We call it the Dialogue Resource Document. There are certain principles that we as negotiators know and live by. One of the principles is that we don't negotiate in public. Negotiation in public is not the best thing to do. It's not the most effective thing to do. But what we did put to the President General is the need for dialogue and the reason for the dialogue, the major reason for the dialogue is to do those things that will result in the betterment of the life of the Zimbabwean citizens. It may be reforms, it may be other measures and so on, but it must be calculated to improve the life of Zimbabwe. And this dialogue must not generate any elite act. In other words, it must not be an agreement between ZANU-PF and MTCT. That is an elite act. It must be organic. It must involve the people of Zimbabwe. It must involve all the stakeholders. So, in that paper, we did suggest timelines to the president by which the reforms could have been done.
Yeah, loke umnumzana Dakia sponsora ukhuluma ke ngakhona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni ulungiselelo lokhetho lolu oluzayo. So ke marvelous lapho yakhuluma uthi abakwazi okuzaphuma khona ukuthi abakwenzayo, kodwa ke uthi bafuna ukupusha njani kona kwenziwa ngama Chinese ukuthi nxa ukuthi upusha kumele uphume lokuwodwa kuba uphume lokubili kuba kuthathu phakathi kwe 5 so ukuthi abasoze be give up ngakhona kuke kuma electoral reforms so ukuthi bona bazasebenza katalala kwezethu kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi kwamanje ke okuhluphayo ukuthi akuzwakali lokuthi kuyangaphi konke lokhu kodwa bayazama ngemzamo yabo bonke yonke ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo so ukuthi kodwa kala siqiniso lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kulungisa lokhu kumbe kasoza kulungisa so kafunanga ukuthi anike i-timeline kunjalo
ayiwapho tshukunzwa kaDouglas Monzora vebatho re-NDCT yavanotungamira vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvavari kutaura ivo kuti vacharamba vachiedza kuti pave nekurandudzwa kwemitemo yakanangana nesarudzo vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vanoshuvira kuti vawanewo vachiita naurano nehurumende yavamunangagwa munguva inotevera asi izvi hazvireve kuti pari zvino vachabva vamira zvese zvavari kuita vativo vachamboshandisa sezvinoita machinese kuti uku vanenge vachitaura ukuwo vachiedza kupusha kuti malaws awanikwe iwo achichinja asi regai timbonzwa zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yewaterloo farmer kuvhuti kumashonaland west uko mutori wedu wenhau nunurai jena akawanikwa iye achikwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo iyoyi apo tichikuona vamwe vagari vepanzvimbo yewaterloo farmer vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa regai tiizwe kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kuchiitiko ichochi kuwaterloo
mumba bagetinge tatsvira mumba mvura hapana mvura yekuwachira vana manepu chaiwo hatina kana yekugeza nyange zvekudya zvacho pane parod patifamba mota yata kutotyira kana vao
van vakasiya vasina upenyu zvinga zviri peta pavakatadza chituku enda kwatanga kuoneka zvinhu zvemunhuka
saka inakapisirwawo chiini
isizvo dzumba dzese nenhumba yarumangu yese doneka
saka izvezvo makutogara muno musango
kugara kakusango acho ndiri mukadzi womhondoro mukadzi womhondoro handina kuroorewa nemunhu aiwa mhondoro chaii
ndimi munozimai ani mimi kana kuti kugwani
inini baba wangu
inini zita renyu zita renyu zita zita renyu imimi munonzani
enara
munonzani
enara
makazvarwa rini makazvarwa rini
riri pachitupa changu
saka maari makore mangani
ari pachitupa ukaroi
ari pachitupa ukaroi
chitupa ndinacho kana ukaroi ndakavati asima yangu hapana kana chandeziya ndobvangu
asi kamagore hamuna kwaazevere kuti mune makore mangani kana kuti makazvarwa rini makazvarwa rini
mazuva
mazuva ka
sokuti hamai vamai yangu ndakavati
okay
hangu makore ari pachitupa ndichapuwa chitupa
nevamaokmama
there you are marvelous I think you can hear what the grandmother is saying there a lot of stuff and yeah go ahead
yeah very interesting she is actually saying that she's the wife of a mondoro a spirit medium and then when our reporter Nunurai Jena asked her that how old are you, she said she doesn't know. The answer is in Karoi, which is near where she is. It's on her birth certificate. But what she knows is that she's very upset that her home where she lived and that place where her sacred place where her husband, who's supposedly a Mondoro, his home was destroyed within her house. So she's saying she was married by a spirit medium So she is not very happy, but, you know, she was very jovial about her age. You know, she kept referring that, look, I don't know, but all that you can find out on my birth certificate is in Karoo.
Yeah, lapho ke simzile umuntu ekhuluma khona bese ethi ke ngugogo ugogo sekhulile uyakhuluma uyakhala silugogo lapha uthi basuswe eplazini ewaterloo uthi bathiselwe impahla lokunye okutheneyo so ugogo sibili uyakhala okunye okumangalisayo uthi bahlale egangeni kodwa yena uthi umfazi kumbe ikhosikazi elalokho kuthiwa yimondoro uthi uthi phela ugogo oqakathekileyo kakhulu ungabona ugogo sekhuluma kunje kungani kuyahlupha kodwa ukuthi kumzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uhlala egangeni ugogo. So singazi ukuthi udaba lolu luyahamba njani kodwa ungazani luyamhlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Kodwa kaye sibafisela ukuthi kuzabalungela okuzabalungela singazi ukuhamba njani. Ye ngena khona pa Marvelous.
Taona zvakare vamwe madzimai vechidiki vari kutotaura kuti vana vavo vakazvarwa uyezve vachitori vacheche ndumurwa vakatowanikwa vachirasirwa panzi ipapo. Kuota lufamu kubashitaura zvakare kuti panzvimbo iyi hapana mvura yekugeza hapana mvura yekuwacha manapikeni uyezve hapana mvura kana ikutoti vanhu vawanikwa vachita utsanana hunodiwa panguva ino yecovid-19 saka vaenderera mberi vachitiwa havasi kunyatsozoti chii chiri kuitika nekuti vakangosvikonzi taakutowanikwa tichikuburitsai panzvimbo iyi vakataura kuti zvimwe midziyo yavo imwe yakawanikwawo ichipiswa saka pari zvino havatorina kana chekupfeka havana kana zvekupfekedza vana uyezve vakangokwanisa kubuda nezvishoma zvavakakwanisa kubuda nazvo kubva panzvimbo iyoyi yewaterloo farm kuvhuti asi tinoona kuti izvi zviri kushorwa nevazhinji uyezve tange tiri kuramba tichiteera nyaya iyi kuti tigozonzwa kuti zvazoitwa sei vana ava vakazodii nekuti tikuona kuti pachiitwo ichi pane vana vechidiki vamwe vari kutowanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vari panze ipapo vana amai vana gogo seavo vatabva kutaura navo vawanikwawo vachitaurawo zviri kuitika pari zvino kwavari panzvimbo iyoyi yewaterloo farm kuvhuti kunova iko kumashonaland west saka ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa kuti zvoitwa sei panguva ino yecovid-19 tichiona kuti hurumende inokurudzira iyo kuti vanhu ngavagare vakapfeka mamasi vanhu ngavawanikwe ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve vagare vakatsarukana saka hatina kumboona mumwe anga akapfeka mamasi panzvimbo iyoyi rege over to you Gid.
Yes, Marvelous. We also have other issues like you know during these COVID times you know there are difficulties that are faced by girls women and so forth so one of the issues maybe is sanitary pads there are some people who are actually helping in that respect and one of them is a guy who comes from Lupane, Communal Lands, in Matabeleland North. Let's hear what he did recently for girls in Lupane.
Mina ita malami mfundo swanda kapeli. Mizalwa esa velwe esi kabeza se Lupanda, e Lupane. Engi kwenzi leyo mumbulo mkakate 7 September, ngiyenelise ukujonetha i-sanitary pads ezikolweni ezingu-7 ezigoqela iPhumakanye Primary School, iSpopoma, iLihlo, Mkhombo Primary School, Lupanda Secondary School, Regina Mundi Primary School and Regina Mundi Secondary School. Lokho ngikwenziswa ikuthi ngiyazi ukubana abantwana abahlala emaphandleni abalayo indlela yokuthola i-sanitary pads bagcina besebenzisa into ezingahlanzekanga ezigoqela amalembu amahlamvu into ezithiyetheneyo so lolu luhlelo engizakhontinywa ngalo engizakwenza izigaba zonke zaseLupane ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, Marvelous, that is Mr. Kapeni, that is Fundo Spanda Kapeni, is from Lupane. So he says, what drove him to actually do this is that he has seen that some of the girls don't have any means of using, you know, the normal sanitary pads. So he went around, looked for them, and he handed them over to some girls in Lupane recently, and that is September. So he says, you know, some were using pieces of cloth. There were some of them who have been using leaves. So he says, this is a very big problem in Zimbabwe.
Kutanga chuku mzwa kubala. Kune mwa mnyarikani yedu wakuti iwo. Wakaita iwo chirongwa. Chikuti wakwanse kunge wachibatira. Wana wari mshikoro kulupane kwa wanogara. Ni materna tripeds. Wakati iwo. Iwa mwe wakana. Uwe mshikoro mwanga wari kushantisa machira. Wangu wachitui takushantisa. Watinga tima shisha isho. Shakambata mwe usha isho. Mkuma na lechidiki awa. Wakakwanse kunge wachiunganiza. Shukwani sirwa. Zvema sanitary pads vakaenda vakanokwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachipawo vamwe vasikana vechidiki vana vechikoro kunupane kwavanobva vanga vari kutarisa kuti iri idambudziko guru riri kuwanikwa risanganwa nemadzimai uyezve nevasikana vechidiki muzvikoro.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe let's look at one of the issues that we touched here partly, which was the issue of the preparations for elections. So I spoke to Witness Dube of the MTCT. You know, you are saying, you know, they don't want these elections to be postponed. What they are looking for are reforms. So let's hear exactly what he's saying about this issue.
As the MTCT was not saying that we are calling for the postponement, what we are calling for the prioritization of the electoral reforms agenda ahead of any election. This is what we're saying, that we must, as a country, not able to make elections without the electoral reforms. By the electoral reforms, we mean the leveling of the political field election so that we do not have the same contested outcomes which affect the legitimacy of the elected leader. This is a position that is, you know, that has been paid for by many political players, including, you know, presidential contestants in the 2018 elections. And, you know, notably Mr. Nelson Chamisa. But this is not a position that is new. Remember when we had NERA. We actually pushed for electoral reforms through the NERA agenda, and one of the gains from that push was the biometric voter registration process. So we are hoping to intensify in the coming days, to intensify calls and all actions for the leveling of the playing field. For all political players, not just for MTCT, but for all political players, because we believe that the problem that we have with our elections is that they've always been held under conditions that do not meet the free, fair, and credible.
There you are, Mavra. So he's saying, you know, these electoral reforms are very necessary, and they're not calling for, you know, the boycott or not for the country not to conduct any elections.
I was talking to one of my American colleagues from MDCT, but she saw that Ivo kuti kurande zvapemi temo aye sarudzo kwakakosha parizvino saka ndo zvavari kuda kuti vawanikwe Ivo zvichiitika munguva inotevera asi tisinganyatsonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chicha izvo. Saka tichangoramba tichienderera mberi tichinzwa kuti tinganzwe here kuti vari kuti chiiki.
Yes,
asizange kuna ukhetho kwa 2023. Esikuchoyo yikuthi akulungisise zonke izinto eziphathelane lokhetho ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ukhetho lusenzakala lube lukhetho oluzaphumisa impumela eqoto, impumela engafaki abanye abadlali emdlalweni wepolitiki phambili kulabanye, enganiki abanye esingathi namathuba angezeleleyo kumbe aphambili okuthi baphume kuyilo abadla umbutho wokhetho. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi sisiya kuma-elections ka-2013 sasilenera i-National Electoral Reform Agenda eyafuqa kabanzi waze wafika ekuthini sithole biometric voter registration. So, sikhangelele ukuthi nxa singafuqa kathesi nxa kungenzeka inyanga ithi iphela lokho esikufunayo sokwenzekile, ukhetho kalwenzakale ngenyanga ezayo. Nxa kungathatha umnyaka, umnyaka olandelayo kawenzi. Kodwa esikutshoyo ukuthi wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe sikhala ngokuthi nxa kusiba lo khetho soluphelile kuyathiwa hayi belungekho free, belungekho fair, belungekho credible. Asikhangelisiseni-ke imigoqo efana nalo ukuthi mhlawumbe kurejistwa njani ama-ballot papers, alungiswa njani, aphathwa njani, kubalwa njani, njalo kumidiya lapha bayavunyelwa yini bonke abantu ukuthi baphume bekhuluma begaye ukhetho. Layo yonke imithetho nje ephathelane lokhetho, ukubuthana kwabantu ngubani ovunyelwayo esikhathi bani, nokuthi kukhulunywani, kwenziwani abantu bengalamgoqo. Yikho esikutshoyo thina ukuthi akulungisiswe konke lokho singakabi lokhetho. Lokho yinto eyakhalelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai, leyo yinto ekade ikhalisa umnumzana uChamisa phuma kukhetho luka-2018. Leyo into ekade ikhalisa even yona i-Election Resources Center namhlanje esiphuma isithi thina ngokubizela ukuthi kasikhuthazana nene ekulungiseseni lokhu, sesinjengabantu abathi bona asifuni ukhetho. Kukathi hatshi ukhetho sithi kalwenzeke noma yinini nxa siqeda nje ukuthi silungise zonke lezi zinto. Njalo kumele sizilungise, sikhangelele ukuthi 2023 yiwo umnyaka okuhlelwe ngawo ukuthi.
So what he's saying is that there's need definitely for these electoral reforms. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about the role of the media. He's talking about even the role of the public. Me and you, you know, how should we conduct ourselves towards these elections? So he says, you know, there's need to follow the static guidelines. We know what the static wants. So at the end of the day, he's saying this is what the late Morgan Tsvangirai was fighting for. This is what Nelson Chamisa is fighting for. This is what all other opposition parties are fighting for. So let it be, and it should be done before the elections. So they are not necessarily calling for a boycott or for the country not to conduct any elections in
2024. Kana kuti irandudzwe yesarudzo uyezve vari kuti ivo izvi ndo zvanga zviri kurwirwa nava Morgan Tsvangirai, ndo zviri kurwirwawo zve nava Nelson Chamisa nevamwewo vari munyika vanoita zvematongerwo enyika. Vakataura zvakare kuti havasi kuti ivo sarudzo ngadzakaitwa basi, asi vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ivo pachirandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo ichienderana nezvinodikanwa neSADC nemamwewo mapato anoona
Yes, we've got our guest, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. So he's going to give us a summary of some of the things that we're talking about today. And he's an independent social and political commentator. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ntini, and we're towards the end of the program.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jube, and Dr. Magalash.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, you know, looking at electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, is it possible to really have tangible electoral reforms?
It is possible if there is a will, a political will. But like I think we always say, any reforms around elections means that ZANU is pretty much taking themselves out. Any of the reforms, I think, any reforms that could be created would make things that for ZANU appear during the elections. So that's where the problem is. If it was in their favor, I believe that they'll implement the reforms, but any reform that would be implemented would not work in their favor. So they would not implement those reforms.
Marvelous.
Aha, tukunzwa po mnyarikanu wedu batinao pano vantini varutawra ivo kutikulandu uzwa kwemi temo yesarudzo kunogona kuitika kana vanokwanisa kunge vachirandudza mitemo iyi vaine chido chekuita. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti asi semaonero avo ivo vanoona kunge bato rezanu nehurumende havasi kukwanisa kuti vaite izvi nechingi chimbi, nekuti vari kuona kunge vakarandudza mitemo iyi havazokwanisa kukunda misarudzo dziri kutevera, nekuti vari kuti ivo dai zanu kana hurumende yaiona kuti zvaizoibatsira kuti varandudze mitemo iyo yema elections vangadai vakatozviita nechimbi chimbi.
Hey, akusele ngesintu sibili kwa nguwatu kuluma hako wafutini, utini lafu.
No, ebe mkucho kuti umbono wami wabadure kuti ama reform, ama election engenza gala. Ngayo kuti iphathi eyiyo ebambileyo ilesifiso sokuthi lokhu kwenzakale. Kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi ama reform amaningi okukhulunywa ngawo ama reform angathi ngafakwa azakwenza ukuthi izani iphume embusweni. So angiboni ukuthi izani zakufaka lokhu ikwazi ukuthi impumela yakhona izabakhipha embusweni.
So what should be done then?
We are 40 some years later to the, you know, we are uhlupheso kulo lonalo lokuthi sesile 40 years under izani PF you know rule ama reform efunakala engenzakali. So uhlupho leZimbabwe kunzima but nxa ungalama election reform ama election wonke azoba disputed. Ngama election disputed izimbabwe aseziqhubekiye phambi. Kumele ukuthi ube lesikhathi ukuthi abantu bekhangelane emehlweni bethi hayi. Ake sibophele amabhanti silungise izinto. Yebo i-opposition ngathathela izanu okwamathema athize. Kodwa izanu kumele laye i-reform from within. Nxa yokuthi kusitsho ukuthi iphume kupower ngendlela yokuthi ifaka ama-reform aqakathekileyo, I think kulungile. Engxenye bengaphendwa ngelilanga seke baba yi-opposition labo. Kodwa bengaqhubeka besenza abakwenzayo izimbabwe akulanto ezalo.
So ke ukhetho kumele lube khona kumbe lungabi khona. Kunabanye phela abathi hayi ngcono kupostpone ukhetho kwenziwe esikhathini esilandelayo.
Hayi ukhetho uba khona kumele lube khona ngoba ngisho ku-constitution. Abathi ungabe lokhetho kabakhulume ukuthi bafuna ukutshintsha i-constitution kuqala. Kodwa ukhetho vele kumele lube khona yebo kuzawa ama-dispute the results. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi akube lama organization anjenge-AU, ama-SADC, i-European Union, kumbe i-United Nations engenelayo yenze ukuthi ama-election ayenzakala eZimbabwe abuya ka-2023 abe free and fair. Kuthi lo winileyo kube nguye owinileyo. Asikhangeleni i-ZEC ukuthi kanti independent yini, i-objective yini. Asikhangeleni khathi esikurejistwa kwabantu kuvota kuvulekile yini ngendlela okumele kube yikho. Asikhangeleni ukuthi impumela ye-voters roll le, voters registration ezalakhezi izasipha yini voters roll epheleleyo, e-accurate and complete. Yikho ekumele kukhulunywe ngakho. Kwenzeka nxa kuhanjwa kwama-election ngo-2023 kungabi ngesene phakathi.
Ye, ufana nasiwa briefly khonokho.
No, in my view, I think we need ama organizations such as the African Union, we need the SADC, we need the United Nations to come in and help us so that when we have elections in 2023, elections have to happen because it is in our constitution that every 5 years there has to be those elections. Those that want elections not to happen, then they need to start talking to people about making amendments to the constitution. But if the elections are to go forward, we ask for organizations such as AU, SADC, even the United Nations to come in and help us to make sure that when the elections happen, they'll happen on an even, playing field. And, the voters whatever the voters say would be respected by all the parties.
Thank you very much. I think on that note, Marvelous, we are up to the end of our show. We wish to thank all our correspondents in Zimbabwe who actually sent us videos, very lovely videos for that matter. Thanks so much, Nurai Jena. Thank you so much, Thomas Chiripasi, Mlondo Rosendlovu, and others. We also wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Busani Busontini. He's a social and political commentator based here in USA. And then we had Witness Dube of the MCCT signing off from Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Marvelous.